Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuck Reese Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with him. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Well, NL and AL championship series going on right now. Philadelphia has got a one-game lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and believe it or not, the Texas Rangers have a 2-0 lead over the Houston Astros. But we also got some bigger fish to fry with this Braves debacle that we had just a few days ago. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale, national MLB columnist for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta with us this evening.
Sure, my pleasure.
Well, let's before we get into current day, let's go back a little bit into what the Braves did. Look, Bob, I said that this is 2003 all over again. Instead of Pryor and Wood this time around, it was Wheeler and Nola, and the bats went silent. They didn't make enough plays. They couldn't get anything going offensively. So with that, what are your thoughts about what the Braves have to do different? I mean, it's easy to just say, you know, hit the ball better. But, again, in a more 35,000-foot view, was there anything about the Braves that was just kind of, you know, something that was just problematic going into the playoffs in this matchup?
Well, you think that pitching injuries, you see at the wrong time, you know, unfortunately for them. I mean, you know, when you have, Max Fried go down, miss the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Charlie Moore's not around for the first round. It's just, you know, a bad timing with injuries. So you're going in with, you know, just one regular guy in Strider, it hurt them. So I put it just on the pitching injuries. I mean, they're the best all-around team in baseball. I still believe they're the best team in baseball, even though they're sitting home right now. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, in the postseason, you never see a team just, you know, blow out people with their offense. You've got to have pitching go with it. And unfortunately for them, they didn't have those, you know, shut-down pitchers.
Yeah, and I, Bob, I think one of the things that I thought was really problematic wasn't just, you know, the lack of timely hitting, but the amount of strikeouts. And this was a team that actually did a pretty good job. There were guys, you know, even Austin Riley and Michael Harris. Those were guys that actually had better year-over-year strikeout numbers given the number of at-bats and things, but they just struck out way too many times. And when you have a lot of outs without contact, I mean, you can't get anything going.
Yeah, excuse me. No, that's always a problem. But, you know, you look at the Philadelphia Phillies, the same thing. The team strikes out all the time. And, you know, here they are. Sometimes it's the way they're built. You know, you hate to see that. But that's what brought them there, too, with all That's why Philadelphia's here with all the power. You know, they strike out a ton of times.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So there are very few kind of frontline starters, and the Braves are going to have to look at that because, again, we don't know if Morton is going to be back and, you know, some of these other guys like Ian Anderson, you know, what the future of Bryce Elder is. Do you think that the Braves get in the market for another frontline starter, whoever that is, whether it's Snell or Nola or, God forbid, Otani or whatever, but do you think that they – dip themselves into the marketplace and look for another frontline starter?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think you look at Aaron Nola. I'm not sure they would spend that kind of money. But, yeah, Nola's right there. You get to take him away from Philadelphia. Look at Jordan Montgomery. You know, what Montgomery's done, you get him a lot cheaper price than Nola. He'd be a perfect fit. I mean, even a guy like Wade Miley, you know, would be a nice replacement for Charlie Morton. But, yeah, I think they'll go get our starter for sure, a veteran starter, to help them get through this. But I think Montgomery's going to make himself a lot of money the way he's pitching this postseason.
Do you get the sense that they're going to wait till the bitter end to give Max Fried an extension or not give him an extension? Like, what do you think the future is for a guy like Max Fried, who they typically don't want to put out that $250 million price tag on starting pitchers? You think Max Fried is here in a couple of years?
We'll see. I'm sure they'll try again this offseason, see if they can sign him, at rate they're comfortable with. It depends on Fried. Does he want to go out for the last big dollar, get the free agent market, where you get paid a lot more than signing an extension? So, it works both ways, too, where they want to keep him at their price. And we've already seen, what Atlanta has done is that they're holding ground. They wanted Freddie Freeman to come back. They wanted Dansby Swanson to come back, but their terms, and neither thought they had the right terms. So track record wise, you think, okay, maybe tough to bring Freed back. Just because he's going to want top dollar, I think, as he should.
Let's look at a couple of these series, Bob. The Braves made the fatal mistake of trying to pitch to Bryce Harper, and obviously Arizona did the same thing last night, and he makes him pay. At some point, whether that's, mentally, literally, whatever, you got to take the bat out of his hands at some point, don't you? No matter what the consequences are about other guys in the lineup, you can't continue to have, maybe the planet's best player continue to beat you night in, night out.
No, he got hot, and I'm sure that concert pitches are getting him out. And, it backfired. That can happen. Remember Barry Bonds, when he first came out in the postseason, he struggled and then just got hot, and it was impossible to get him out. And I think it's the same type of thing like with Harper. Sometimes just pick your poison. What Philly's got going for him is they got other guys that line up, obviously, they can beat you. It's not a one-man show by any means.
Is Zach Wheeler maybe one of the more underrated starters in Major League Baseball?
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that one, John. He's been terrific. That's been a nice contract that's worked out for them. I'm sure the Mets are kicking themselves like, man, we should have kept this guy. But you don't know Zach Wheeler, but he's been a stud all season and really stepping up now.
Do you vote on the Cy Young, Bob?
No, I do MVP.
Okay.
But not Cy Young. You can only do either one, Cy Young or MVP.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know which one you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I had Cy Young, I think it's Blake Snell in a heartbeat. And he's another guy. I mean, Snell would be a great fit in Atlanta. I think I'm not sure how he'd do in some big markets. I think Atlanta he'd be just fine.
Well, and I ask you this because, if you look at some of the top duos in Major League Baseball as far as starters go, like I really do think that Max Fried and Spencer Strider are two of the better top-line starters in Major League Baseball. Maybe you can add another pitcher to it, but again, it does feel like that the Braves have a couple of guys who are top rotation guys, and you're just kind of trying to fill in everywhere else, in some of those. I mean, you're not going to have five number one starters in a rotation. And I think the Braves are in pretty good shape when you look across the landscape of Major League Baseball.
No, they are. It'd be nice to have that top, you know, third guy. I mean, obviously, you know, Strider had a good year, great year, but not like he did a year ago. Same with Freed. You know, back in the glory days, you know, it was Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin. You know, it's almost like you needed that third guy, in that case, Smoltz. You know, they win that World Series when Smoltz is healthy. It seems like the guys that do well in the postseason are the hard-throwing guys. The finesse guys, you know, just don't have that, you know, greater record. You look at Kershaw, you know, Maddox and Glavin did not have the same, you know, production in the postseason as Smoltz. So I think the velocity plays more in postseason time.
Bob, when you look at this Rangers and Astros series, I mean, you and I talked early in the year about this Texas Rangers team, and you thought that they were a team that, you know, would get better and could potentially make a run, you know, in the playoffs. What is it that they've done so well? Like, what, I mean, again, it's kind of a, I don't want to say Cinderella story, but, you know, again, this was a team that wasn't, you know, expected to be as good as what they are, and now they're knocking on the doorstep of being in the World Series.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter, you know, John, of the pitching stepping up. I mean, you look at what Montgomery has done, you know, pitching lights out, what Nathan Eovaldi has done. You know, Atlanta didn't have that. You know, these guys have those guys stepping up. Now you got Scherzer's going to pitch, you know, game three tomorrow night. But I think that's a big thing. The bullpen has really recovered. I mean, as bad as they were during the regular season, you know, this is they're a different animal now.
You know, what do you think is going to ultimately happen to the playoff format? Do you think there's going to be any changes? Because, again, we had all of the top teams as far as regular season wins that were knocked out early in the playoffs. Is this something that baseball needs to revisit? Or are you like me? Again, you have to get hot. You have to play well. You're not going to be handed anything. And I don't think schedule really has anything to do with it.
No, neither. I mean, I think it's just a thing happens. And we've seen so many 100 win teams, you know, that did not win the World Series. You know, I talked to, you know, a bunch of GMs and say they kind of tired of people complaining about the buys. Say, hey, if I get a wild card spot, I'll give up my buy, you know, any second. I'll take a buy any season. You know, everybody wants that buy to rest things up. It just happens. I mean, Dodgers pitching was a mess at the end of the season. Atlanta's like we talked about, missing, you know, two or three guys. It didn't, you know, didn't hurt Houston with the bye. But yeah, I think it's just a situation where that can happen. I don't think they need to even address it. You know, give it a chance to see if this worked out for 2 years.
Do you think that the first round should go to a 7-game series?
I don't. Not unless you want to play until mid-November. I really don't. It's just too much. You know, now you're hitting on November 2nd, November 3rd. But, you know, tell you what, these first rounds, so take away Atlanta, Philly. You know, I think that thing could have gone 7 games. But I don't think the Dodgers are ever going to beat Arizona, you know, that sort of thing. I just think it won't, you know, it wouldn't matter. So I think best of 7 series. And going that long, all of a sudden now, you got some tired pitchers at the end of that thing. So, no, I like the way it is. You know, if you want to go back to a 1-game wild card thing, that's fine. But I don't think that's fair either. I like the fact it's best of 3, just in case something goes dreadfully wrong that first game. You know, you got a chance to recover, even though we saw 4 2-game sweeps.
Yeah, and, you know, that's been the big argument. Just, you know, if you're not going to change up the format, should you extend? And I'm with you, Bob. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to you've got to play playoff baseball. And I think some of these teams just were not ready for, you know, what some of these other teams were. I mean, again, Philadelphia has been clutch in the playoffs over the last couple of years. And, you know, again, some of these teams that were on the outside looking in, just, again, you have to pitch well, you have to get timely hitting. And, you know, do you think that maybe some of these, and again, I know it's the wave of baseball, but, you know, most of these big all-time home run teams just end up not getting it done. I mean, the Twins and Yankees and Braves, you know, that's 3 examples right there of the most home runs ever.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put the, you know, ball in play. Like you said, you know, got to cut down the strikeouts. A lot of times, you know, when you have to build a great regular season team, you want to make sure, you know, at least mid-season time, you want to make sure it's a team in October, too. And I think, you know, that's what the Phillies have done. But, you know, you take away the Phillies' bad first half, they were a 100-win team, you know, second half. So it wasn't like, you know, that wish it would have been the same as Atlanta. You just got, you know, not the right time. But, you know, they had the pitching. And like I said, I mean, the Dodgers, they were a complete mess. There's no way they should have won 100 games this year. But they're platooning and doing matchups, things like that. Those type of teams, you know, have trouble. You know, Baltimore, you know, didn't get any help at the trade deadline with their starting pitchers. That let them down. So I think it's a thing where if you really want to, you know, be a force, you know, come playoff time, maybe you got to go out and get that big-time starter at the trade deadline if he's out there.
USA Today MLB columnist Bob Nightingale joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta, and we will certainly chat again soon as we head toward the World Series.
Okay, look forward to it, John. Thank you so much.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We will hear from the head coach from yesterday's press conference and the Pro Football Focus grades for Falcons versus Commanders. It's all next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.